All right, it's a minute before 3 a.m. You are listening to WRIR-LP, 97.3 FM Richmond. Tail end of Love and Other Crimes right there. It's a cosmic slot for the next 3 hours. My name is Sean. Honored to have Studebaker Hoff in the house with me.
Hello, Virginia.
And beyond, of course, everyone checking us out on WRIR.org. Get ready for 3 hours of great late night grooves. Music that won't stop.
I think we're kicking things off with a little Supermax right now.
Give us a call this evening, this morning, 804-649-9737 is the studio phone line. Say what's up. Said, got Studebaker Hawk jumping on the decks. Gonna spin as many records as he can in the next 3 hours for you. We're here till 6, so enjoy.
Don't stop the music. You do the love dance. 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 Giving life to a body is what I mean. So when I do always smile. I believe in myself. It makes me versatile. That's why I never have to rehearse a word. But when I get on the mic, I fly like a bird. So when you see me rapping with a smile upon my face, I'm giving positive vibes to the human race.
You might think I'm little, but I stand real tall, cause I'm two times taller than the red brick wall. People talking about this, people saying that, God knows I'm more than just an acrobat. I went to the show when I've got the chance. I present the very version of Afro dance. Body, body, flow, let it come to me. But I fit in place so perfectly. I'm full of fight, you can't beat me. You face the ultimate reality.
You wanted something new with all the latest. Like a dream of fantasies with all the greatest. So people of the world, just raise one hand and wake up the kings of the disco land. When I was young, I always knew that if I ever had the chance, this is what I'd do.
It's too good, so it must be the dub. Studebaker Hawk in the mix this morning right here in Richmond. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing good.
Good.
Happy to be in Richmond. Happy to be, you know, grooving in the studio.
Yeah, what's up? So you want to tell folks what we're listening to?
Right here in the background, this is Linda Clifford. It is Linda Clifford, right?
Yes.
The Heat in Me. This is the dub. And what we just have? We just had the Kings of Disco Land. That's Mystic Rhythm.
Queen before that?
Yeah, it was SFPV's edit of Dragon Attack. And we kick things off with another edit, Mike Simonetti's edit of the Jackson 5 Body Language. I'm going to keep things going with some of actually, some of these aren't even too obscure, but some groovy 80s stuff. I'm going to mix up some dubs, and then we'll see where we go. I know I brought some Italo. I got to look in the box and see what it is.
Late Night Richmond digs the Italo. I hope we get to that.
All right, we can pick up the pace a bit. Easing into the night, you know, getting the groove together, burning up. And you brought some stuff down for us, Sean?
Yeah, of course. You do your thing, and I will do mine a little bit. Wind us on down towards the end.
Beautiful.
Yeah. You can hear all that talk from your girlfriends and from former girlfriends about who's doing this and who's doing that. But when you got one, and you know you got one, you can't listen to that talking. Because, you know, nobody likes to see you all that happy. They want to step in on it a little bit, see. And I learned that a long time ago. Oh, they warned me. Yes, they did. They said, nuh-uh, girl, he ain't no good for you. He's no good. They were wrong, because he is more than good, honey. He the best. He is the best. Go ahead, baby. Yeah. He's got me. Yeah, he got me. I'm on fire now, honey. On fire. We gonna burn this whole house down tonight. Do it, baby. Yeah. Come on, baby. Yeah. Woohoo. Heat. You burning, burning me up, baby. You bring out.
We'll be right back.
WRIR receives support from Richmond Independent Record Stores, Plan 9, Deep Groove, Steady Sounds, Vinyl Conflict, and Turnstile. Presenting Record Store Day, April 20th, annual celebration of vinyl with in-store performances around Richmond. Details are available at WRIR.org. And if you're there, check out the playlist for Cosmic Slop. Guest DJ tonight in the mix, due to Baker Hawk doing his thing. Playing some 80s tunes, playing some Italo. And keep on doing that for the next couple hours. So enjoy. We'll be right back.
Are you a music nut like me, interested in DJing on the air and deciding what gets played on the radio? All the music you hear on WRIR is chosen for airplay by our volunteer program hosts. We're always looking for fresh ears and new voices for show hosts, trainees, and revolving substitutes. If you are interested in becoming a WRIR DJ, email us at beadj@wrir.org. That's beadj@wrir.org. For more information, visit the WRIR website at wrir.org. You'll find a DJ application by selecting Volunteer Opportunities on the left-hand side of our homepage.
First is the salad, then the meat, then the vegetables. Wait, bring all my food at one time on the same plate.
Global Agogo, music from around the world in the universal language of groove, every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. right here on the mighty, mighty 97.3 WRIR Richmond Indie Radio, radio for the rest of us.
World Service Bulletin.
And the universal groove, or language of groove, is what we speak here on Cosmic Slop. It's 4 a.m. in Richmond. Tuned in to WRIR LP 97.3 FM Richmond. It's Richmond Independent Radio. Special guest in the studio tonight, my man Studebaker Hawk.
Hey, happy to be here in Richmond.
I keep wanting just to refer to you as Stu for short.
It's happened before.
So, playing some good stuff. We just heard from Lucci Capri, his take on Cats and Jammers Kids Disco Drum. Can you tell us about that track, the original at all, or?
It's European. I don't even remember which country. Honestly, my brother's also a DJ. He found it a while back, and he was caning that thing, and he was killing it. And then Lucci Capri came out with the edit, and honestly, it's a money record, and I picked up the edit, and actually, I feel like the edit runs a little smoother, but the original's just as nice. Basically, the original has three or four versions, and he kind of cut them together. And I don't know. I like his take on it, so I end up playing it partially because I like it and partially because I can't get the original.
Yeah, I saw the 12-inch had the original track, and then it had like version 5 on the flip or something like that. So that's cool. For that, we had Gary Lowe with, I don't know if I can pronounce that.
Lo Colichella.
Yeah, and that's on Cat Records. Anything about that track in particular?
La Colichella is a very old Latin track, a Latin song. It's like a standard kind of in Latin America, and it's been done by an astounding number of bands. It's a little bit strange because it's actually about lusting after a teenage girl, like a schoolgirl. I kind of realized that one day when I was singing it and thought a little bit about what do these words mean? And I never really put two and two together, but that's the Italo take on it. Gary Lowe, just big time Italo. He was the superstar in Italy, and it's my favorite version of the song.
Round one before that with In Zaire, this instrumental remix from Italo Heat, 1985. It's a German label, right? Putting out...
Probably. Did you see it up there?
Yeah.
I got it.
Pop quiz.
I didn't get that one in Germany. I actually got that one here in the States, but I'm sure it was not pressed here.
And then Kate Bush before that, the instrumental to Running Up That Hill. And I'm going to have to post-dedicate that to my friend Gabby, who's a big Kate Bush fan. I don't know if you have anything to say about that. It's Balearicness.
It's a classic.
Yeah.
Everybody knows Kate Bush.
Now an edit of a New Edition track before that, Lifetime Groove, Marcos Cabral and Shooks. You wanna?
Yeah, Marcos Cabral. He's a great DJ out of New York. Does a lot with Jacques Renault. They do the Let's Play House Party out there, and I'll be playing with Jacques Renault later. Next month. That's next month, May 18th. But it's in Massachusetts. So if anyone's making the trek, or if Massachusetts people are listening. Keeping the groove alive in Boston, Mass. But they've got that Party Breaks label, and just all great edits on that label.
Yeah, I think anything I've heard from Jacques Renault as far as remixes, I really enjoy. I still have to catch up on this guy, too. Leonard Clifford before that, with The Heat and Me. I think it's maybe where we left off on the last catch up on tracks.
Last time we blabbed, and then here we got Dan Hartman's in the background with the classic, with Vertigo. The Loletta Holloway will kick in when it turns into Relight My Fire. The late Loletta Holloway. Actually, you know who I should have brought down? You know, what is his name? The marimba player, the band leader of the Salsa Orchestra just passed away.
Yeah, Vince Montana. I brought one of his records.
Okay, let's definitely play a Vince Montana and send that out. You know, just he changed, him and Joe Bataan really changed the face of disco. Well, they were a lot in beginning to really assimilate the face of disco with creating the Salsa label.
Well, I was reading about it the other day, and his involvement with Salsa was because of Joe Bataan, but he ended up not playing on that record with Joe Bataan. I guess like that was the thing, is he thought he was going to record with him and instead just went on to do the Salsa Orchestra.
Man. But, you know, fantastic player, a huge force and change in the face of funky music, and, you know, songwriter. He wrote a lot of the Salsa catalog, if I remember correctly. And I think, was he also in the MFSB?
Yeah, that's the thing. He started with the Philly sound. I actually read an interview, too, with him recently, and it was talking about how, you know, it's like, that's not the Salsa sound, that's his sound. And, of course, it started all in Philly. MFSB, so lots of great disco tracks from that man.
Yeah,
often imitated, never properly replicated. I think he was talking a little trash about Tom Moulton trying to do his take on the Vince Montana sound. I mean, Tom Moulton's great. I love all his productions too. But
you know, a legend in his own. well, I never really thought about it, but funny to hear, you know, how they butt heads.
Right.
I don't know. Certainly, I'm actually working on an edit of Paul's Happy, the Vincent Montana track, but I'm gonna be chopping up a bunch of drum fills within it, and more like over it. But no warning on when that will drop, because I have no idea.
Do you actually have any edits out? I know you've been talking for a long time about doing edits.
Nothing been released. I'm working with Marathon Edits out in Hong Kong, and we're doing the project under the name Harry Juman. We're working on the project. We're touring out, doing an Asian tour in June, hitting, you know, China, Hong Kong, Japan, and we're working our way, trying to get some gigs in Southeast Asia. So, you know, Asia, we're coming at you. And I know Marathon will be moving back to the States by the end of the year. And so we're gonna continue working on some stuff, hopefully drop some tracks. Yeah. At the least, you can find all these things on the interweb. I'm sure there's SoundClouds and whatnot. And yeah.
Do you have a SoundCloud or a MixCloud, or do you?
I actually don't. I never got around to it. There's some mixes of mine online. I know that Marathon Ed has posted a mix of mine on the Harry Juman SoundCloud, which he runs, and I have looked at. I've actually never even signed up for SoundCloud, but if I actually want the world to hear anything I'm producing, I will finally sign up for a SoundCloud. But if people want to hear edits, they can find me on Facebook or whatever, Studebaker Hawk.
All right, cool. What do we got next?
I don't know. I have no idea. This record's really long, so I'll figure it out. Let's see if we can dig out the Vince of Montana.
Okay.
And if we don't, then it's a mystery.
All right, sounds good.